This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkey's landmark election headed Sunday to a likely runoff following a stormy night in which President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's secular rivals contested the ballot count. One state news agency showed the 69-year-old conservative leader with 49.86% and his secular rival Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu trailing with 44.38%. That was based on a count of 90% of the ballot. One of the candidates needs to break 50% to avoid Turkey going to its first election runoff. But the secular opposition camp, spearheaded by Kılıçdaroğlu, is crying foul. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz welcomed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to Berlin a day after announcing a nearly $3 billion arms package in support of Ukraine's battle against Russia. VOA's Arash Abershadi has more.
At a joint news conference in Berlin, Scholz said Germany would support Ukraine as long as necessary.
Wir sehen all die schrecklichen Berichte und deswegen ist klar.
Those responsible for this terrible war of aggression must be held accountable. No state in the world may invade another country. No one may murder, plunder, or kidnap children.
Scholz and Zelensky flew from the German Chancellery on their way to Aachen, where Zelensky received the prestigious Charlemagne Prize honoring service for European unification. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Shelling and airstrikes pounded part of Sudan's capital on Sunday with little sign that warring military factions were ready to back down in a months-long conflict that has killed hundreds despite ceasefire talks in Saudi Arabia. This is VOA News. Storm surges whipped up by a powerful cyclone inundated the Myanmar port city of Sitwe on Sunday. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
Winds of up to 113 miles per hour ripped away tin roofs and brought down a communications tower. Parts of Sitwe, the capital of Myanmar's Rakhine State, were flooded. Some 400,000 people were evacuated in the country and low-lying neighboring Bangladesh. Authorities and aid agencies are scrambling to avert heavy casualties from one of the strongest storms to hit the region in recent years.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. U.S. Border Patrol agents have seen a 50% drop in the number of migrants crossing the border since pandemic-era immigration policies expired, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said on CNN's State of the Union program on Sunday.
In fact, over the past 2 days, the United States Border Patrol has seen an approximately 50% drop in the number of people encountered at our southern border as compared to the numbers earlier this week before Title 42 came to an end midnight on Thursday.
Under the new program, migrants seeking asylum must use a U.S. government app to seek an appointment for an asylum interview or show evidence that they sought asylum in a country they traversed en route to the U.S. border. Anyone attempting to cross into the U.S. illegally after being denied entry faces a 5-year entry ban and possible prosecution. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 continues its reign at the box office. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Incinerate them.
Some insiders had questioned if there would be superhero fatigue, but Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 brought in another $60.5 million at North American theaters in its second weekend. It's a drop from last week, but less than 50%. The Super Mario Brothers movie was in second place with $13 million. The female star-studded film Book Club, The Next Chapter,
I think we should all go to Italy,
brought in $6.5 million in a limited release. While Hypnotic, starring Ben Affleck, is being described as a dud, earning just over $2 million, its limited opening. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Life on both sides of the Gaza Strip border began returning to normal on Sunday after an Egyptian-mediated ceasefire halted 5 days of fighting between Israel and Islamic Jihad, which killed 34 Palestinians and an Israeli. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.